Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 6, Takeover Technique. 1. We shall soon begin to establish huge monopolies, reservoirs of colossal riches, upon which even large fortunes of the goyim will depend to such an extent that they will go to the bottom, together with the credit of the states, on the day after the political crash. 2. You gentlemen here, that are economists, just make an estimate of the significance of this combination. 3. In every possible way, we must show the importance of our supergovernment by presenting it as the protector and benefactor of all those who voluntarily submit to us. 4. The aristocracy of the goyim as a political force is dead. We need not take it into account, but as landed proprietors, they can still be harmful to us, from the fact that they are self-sufficient in the resources upon which they live. It is essential, therefore, for us, at whatever cost, to deprive them of their land. This object will be best attained by increasing the burdens upon landed property, by loading lands with debts. These measures will reduce land ownership and keep it in a state of humble and unconditional submission. 5. The aristocrats of the goyim, being incapable of contenting themselves with little, due to their upbringing, will rapidly burn up and fizzle out. We shall enslave Gentiles. 6. At the same time, we must intensively promote trade and industry, but, first and foremost, speculation. The part played by speculation is to suppress industry. The absence of speculative industry will multiply capital in private hands, and will serve to restore agriculture by freeing the land from the debts of banks. What we want is that industry should drain both labor and capital from the land. Then, by means of speculation, transfer all the money of the world into our hands, and, thereby, throw all the goyim into the ranks of the working class. Then the goyim will bow down before us, if for no other reason, but to get the right to exist. 7. To complete the ruin of the industry of the goyim, we shall bring, to the assistance of speculation, the luxury which we have encouraged among the goyim, that greedy demand for luxury, which is swallowing up everything. We shall raise the rate of wages. However, this will not bring any advantage to the workers, because at the same time, we shall also cause a rise in prices of items that are essential to life. We shall claim that these increases were caused by a decline in agriculture and cattle breeding. We shall, craftily and thoroughly, further undermine sources of production by accustoming the workers to anarchy and to drunkenness. Additionally, we shall take all measures to uproot all the educated forces of the goyim from the face of the earth. 8. In order that the true meaning of things is not discovered by the goyim before the proper time, we shall mask it under an alleged enthusiastic desire to serve the working classes and the great principles of political economy, which our economic theories carry with much energetic propaganda.